All right, so we are starting a piece. Vayamidel liYaakov lechoik lecha etin eretz Kanaan chevel nachlaschem. So we're back on track. Although, as I sent in the email, this actually, interestingly enough, actually attaches to the end of our last week's shiur, to a specific nukuda, which we'll see. But the pasuk says that he was ma'amid it for Yaakov. He established it for Yaakov as a chok, which I guess literally is translated as a decree. L'cha etein eretz Kanaan chevel nachlaschem. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as a tract of land as your inheritance. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, b'tchila ala b'machshava. At the beginning, it went up in the mind of God, kiveyachol, right? The first thought of Hashem was livro et ha'olam midat hadin, to create the world with midas hadin, right? With that measure of judgment. V'ro she'ein ha'olam miskayim, but he saw that the world could not survive on midas hadin. If if the world would run in midas hadin, that everything was exactly what deserved. So the second somebody did an avera, he would be killed. He's rebelled against God, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam HaRishon, on the day that you will sin, you will die. That's it. That would be the end. So the world couldn't survive on Midas Adin. V'hikti Midas Rachamim v'shitfa l'Midas Adin. So he took Midas Rachamim and he joined it to the Midas Adin, and he created the world with a combination of Midas Rachamim and Midas Hadin, the measure of mercy and the measure of judgment, and he uses a combination of the two. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, Oshra HaMalei Shel HaBriya, the full Osher of the full fortune, I don't know, is there a better word than that? Huh? Contentment? Could be. Okay, the full contentment, the full, fortune of the creation, fortune not in the sense of mazel, but in the sense of it's what we want to get out of the Bria. Okay, the full, we'll use your word, contentment of the creation. He kasher omedeti al midas hadin, is when the world stands and exists on midas hadin. Kefi shalom b'machshav etchila, as was the original thought of Hashem at the beginning. But since the creation can't receive such an amazing goodness, such a wonderful thing of Midas Adin, the world just can't take it, it's too much. So he went ahead and joined in the formation of the world the Midah of Rachamim. Tikuna shel avayahu shetachzor l'romamut uza litkeim api Midas Adin. The rectification of the universe, of the existence, is that the world, the existence, should come back to the height of its strength, to be miskayim, to survive al pi midas hadin. Meaning, when it always, even as a kid, I remember it always bothered me. What is this like? Hashem first thought he'd create the world pi midas hadin, and then said, ain't no way they're gonna survive like that. If something doesn't work out, he's God. Like, what was the initial thought? So obviously, Chazal are giving us something deeper. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is explaining that deeper point that Chazal are telling us over here is that really the best story for the world is that it should be Mizkayim Amidas Adin. And ultimately, since that was the first thought of God, well, we know there's a klal. Soif Maisa B'machshava Tchila. The initial thought comes out eventually at the end of the story, right? If you want to do something, so you first need to think. So the initial thought gives us, right, when we say the tchila ala b'machshava, originally it went up. The thought at the beginning, at the tchila, was of God, was that the world should be miskayim, should be created with and exist on midas adin. So that means that's going to be the sof maisa as well. That's the goal of creation, is to get to that level where the existence will live off of, will nourish, will exist with the measure of din, with the midas ha-din.
May I ask two questions?
Just one second. Before you ask the questions, I just want to point out. There are a number of famous things which really are expressions of what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe just said. One is famously quoted in the name of the Arizal, even though it does not appear in the Kisvei Arizal, although it does seem that it was in the Kisvei Arizal, just we don't have it. I'll explain. It's the original source for what I'm about to say is in the Sefer Mikdash Melech, who he really based himself on Kisvei Arizal, and it's a parish, a commentary on the Zohar, and he quotes this in the name of the Arizal. So he apparently did have it, and we have everything around that point we have in the Drush, so we might even know which Drush it might have appeared in. Okay, but he famously says that even though today we paskin like Beis Hillel instead of Beis Shammai, right, over Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that's because Beis Hillel in general was the friendly, smiling rabbi, right? He was the Midas HaChesed, and he's more Mekel in general, and Beis Shammai was Midas HaDin, okay? And therefore today, in the Golos, that's what he says over there, we can't, there's too much din. We can't handle Beis Shammai, but Lasid Lavo, in the future, the time of the redemption, the halacha is going to be pasuking like Beis Shammai. That indicates that lechatchila really want the world, right? When the world becomes the utopian universe, not just society, the utopian universe, then we're going to paskin with the Midas HaDin, because the world is going to exist on the Midas HaDin, and that's the ideal. Another tap-in is to what we spoke about last week, which is the feminine quality going on top, which we said is, you know, where the nukva, the feminine, the female, becomes ateras bala, the crown of her husband, meaning she's on top of her husband. Okay, she's the higher aspect, and once again, that we said comes down to the same nekuda, is that the feminine quality is going to be on top. That means midas hadin, the midah of the nukva, the midah of the female, is din, as opposed to the midah of the male, which is chesed. Right, again, hashpa, giving, which is the chesed, versus receiving, which is the midas hadin. But ultimately, we say, if we're saying, right, that the world is going to come to a point where the nukva is on top, so that means the female is on top. That means that midas hadin will be on top. Midas hadin will be the dominant, predominant, and possibly even the sole midah, the only midah that will be used, which taps into what I spoke about last week also, which is that on the one hand, both the male and the female are going to exist, which means you have the etzem, a midah of chesed, a midah of din, but even the midah of chesed is only going to manifest itself, even the male is going to only manifest, the defining quality is going to be all female in the future, because, like I explained it, they're all going to be just receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to be receiving the Ein Sof, that's going to be what everyone is busy with, and not so much as building and doing, because at that point already it's all in God's hand. We've gone through the time periods of the millennium of our being the bosses of history, right? Being, which is what Hashem gave us, that's the job He gave us, but then job's over, and we just become receivers, we become nukva, we become female aspect, and therefore we completely revert into a Midas HaDin universe. Questions, yes?
Okay, both of us through the text.
Okay.
Firstly, he says, "Kivin she'ena bria yechayla lekabel roiv toivazu."
Yes. Yeah.
Is that we don't have kalim to be mekabel, or we're going to mess up?
He's using, you know, the famous. It's almost like a play on words in a certain sense, because generally speaking, the way the Sifrei Kabbalah explain the need for Midas HaDin is if there is too much Midas HaChesed, then the system will crash. You bring in too much light, person goes blind. If you, right, he can't see. If you bring in too much water, you have a marble, you have a flood. So, generally speaking, we need the Midas HaDin, because if there's too much Chesed, we can't handle it. So he's using that paradigm and saying, well, the best thing is Midas Hadin. That, but it's so great, the Midas Hadin, that's such a chesed, the Midas Hadin, in a certain sense, right? It's so wonderful that we, the creation, is not holding there to be able to receive that beautiful Midas Hadin. So it kind of, it's like, becomes reverse, you know, his explanation. It's, but that's what it is. That no, it is true. It's that the Midas Hadin is too much, too special, that the world right now can't deal with it, but at some point the world will become elevated to the point that it will be able to exist in Midas Hadin, and that's what will take place.
Okay. My second point, maybe I'm reading it too closely, we jump between Bria and Yitzhiyo, and I wonder if there's any significance.
Yeah, I also noticed that. I don't know. I don't know if there's a significance in that change of Bria to Yetzira. Yes, there is, actually. There is. And Shkoich, that you... I wanted to ignore it and hope that nobody would ask that question. And that's why we have you here, to make sure that you always ask those questions. And you bring out some good stuff. Okay, so just to repeat Moshe's question, is that he noticed that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe here switches between the Lashon of Bria, creation. He begins to say that since the creation can't receive such a multitude of goodness, what is that goodness? The Midas Hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and joined to it in the formation of the world. Instead of using the word creation of the world, he uses Yetzira rather than Bria, and he joined together to the Midas Hadin. He joined the Midas Harachem, in the measure of mercy. So you're asking, so Moshe asks, what is the switch here between Bria and Yetzira? So the truth of the matter is, as is usually the case, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe and Rav Kook were very, very medactic in the Lashonis they used, and we really should read them like we read Rashi or Rishonim. They were very, very careful in their language. And I believe that over here it is also Meduyuk, because we make the bracha every day. Yotzer or Uvore Choshech. He formed the light and created the darkness. And we know, Kabbalistically speaking, Or is the aspect of Chesed, of kindness, and Choshech is the aspect of darkness. So the Pasuk relates, and the bracha that we make actually relates to the Midah of Or, the Midah of Chesed, Yetzira. So that's the Midas Harachamim here, is Shitef B'Yetzira. That's Midas Harachamim. Midas Harachamim comes into play through Yetzira, through formation, as opposed to the darkness, which is the female aspect, the receiver of the light, so to say, the backdrop for the light to come in. That's the darkness, that's the Midas Hadin. That was Boirei Choshech. He created the darkness. So the Midas Hadin came through this aspect of Bria, of creation. So yeah, I do think it's actually quite exact. Shkoich. Now, we'll go weiter. Yom HaShishi, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Yom HaShishi, Chazal teach us, Malamed, Shehitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emaisa Bereshis Va'amalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the creations. Va'amar Lehem, he said to them, Im Mekabim Yisrael HaSatayro, Atem Mitkaimim. It's a funny deal, right? Usually you make a deal with the person or the thing that you is able to do something about it. But here he's making a deal with all of my... Listen, I'm just letting you guys know, you know, all of you are only going to survive if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah. If the Jewish people receive the Torah and they accept the Torah, then you will exist. They laugh. But if they don't, Chalila, if the Jewish people don't receive and accept the Torah, Ani mechzir etchem letov avo, I will revert you back into the state of basically nothingness and chaos. Shehayu amudei ha'olam rofefim ad kabbalas ha'Torah. So the Chazal are teaching us that the pillars of the world were weak until the receiving of the Torah. Ki ad kabbalas ha'Torah, because until the Torah was received, b'shne alafim shnot ha'Tohu, in the 2,000 years of Tohu, that's what Chazal referred to the generally, in roughly 2,000 years of creation, where there was no Torah. The Chazal referred to it as the 2,000 years of nothingness, of Tohu, of chaos. Omad ha'olam al midas ha'chesed. In those 2,000 years, the world survived on the midah of chesed. Because if there's no Torah in the world, there's no purpose to the world doesn't deserve to exist. We learn, right? Bereishis, b'shvil ha'Torah, shenikareishis. The whole purpose of creation was for the Torah. So the world was in existence for 2,000 years without Torah. How? It didn't deserve to be there? That was midas ha'chesed. Umi kabolas ha'Torah. But beginning from Kabbalah Satorah, the world went back to surviving on Midas Hadin. Lamoid ala Torah she Yisrael loimdim. To, you know, be based, to stand. The world survived, the world stood. Since Kabbalah Satorah, the world stands on the Torah she Yisrael loimdim, on the Torah that the Jewish people are learning. She Yisrael yotzrim et ha'olam b'toratam. Because the Jewish people are forming the world with their Torah. And without their Torah, there is no surviving. The universe cannot survive. Everything would revert back to Tov Avo.
Exclusively on Midas Hadin now?
No, so we're not, it's Pasha that we're not exclusively on Midas Hadin, but he's really saying that the world was kind of exclusively Amidas HaChesed for the first 2,000 years. Now already Midas HaDin came into play. But as we said, it's not full. There's still a combination of the two. You know, Lasid Lava, there will be a full Midas HaDin. But the world now already begins a period of time, which we are still currently in, where everything is based on how much Torah the Jewish people are learning. The learning of Torah, okay? The learning of Torah is what pumps chius into the world, what pumps vitality into the world, pumps life into the world. And without Torah, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter quotes in the name of Rabbi Yosef Zundel that if even one letter of the Torah was to be erased, then the whole, I think he says even on Torah Shebal Peh, I think he says even Torah Shebal Peh, then the whole universe would be destroyed. Meaning that's the, and Reb Chaim Volozhin, you know, Nefesh Chaim is Ma'arich on this, goes to at length, showing how Al Pi Chazal, the world survives on our Torah. Famously, right? I think he says maybe Nefesh Chaim also. I just don't remember if that, right? That if it was one moment without Torah in the world would just revert back to Torah Vavo. So, being that now the world survives in the merit of Klal Yisrael's learning of Torah, so the world merits surviving. So that's already Midas HaDin. It's not just Midas HaChesed like it was for the first 2,000 years. Ro'im anachnu kama godol hu anoam shemargish ha'adam. Now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe makes an observation, right? We see how great is the sweetness, the pleasantness that a person feels, hamechadesh, the person who does something new, who creates something, who makes something new, be'etchem amtziat chidusha. We see the tremendous pleasantness, the great feeling that he has when, at the time that he makes a chidush, at the time that he does something new. It could be a project, whatever it is. He's not talking entirely now necessarily. We'll see. He taps it into Torah afterwards. Over miuchad, and specifically, kshachidush nifl omayil, when the chiddush is like really awesome and helpful, right? Val yado midgalim kamo fakim chadashim, and through that chiddush of his, various new horizons become revealed. You know, there's a tremendous noam that's felt by the discoverer, by the inventor. Hayecholet lagish et hanoa gadol hazeh. The ability to feel this tremendous noam, this tremendous wonderful feeling, humishum shachidush im kol godlo v'tifarto, is because the chiddush, with all its greatness and its splendor, its beauty, einenu el yitzira shel yesh miyesh, is only a yitzira. It's only a formation of yesh miyesh. Again, he used the word yitzira on purpose because we know that yitzira is yesh miyesh, forming something from something else. So you make, right, a table, let's say, whatever it is made out of a tree. It's a creation, a formation of Yesh Miyesh. Avot chushata noam b'yetzirah. shehi bebchinat yesh me'ayin. But to feel the sweetness, to feel the sweetness in the formation, which is in the bechina of yesh me'ayin, to feel a sweetness in a type of creation, which is really yesh me'ayin, ain anu yuchayim lahasig, even though he uses the word yitzir here, but that ain anu yuchayim lahasig, we can't attain that. We can't fathom that. To have this feeling of Noam in a Yetzirah that's in the Bechina of Yesh Me'ayin, we can't fathom. Ze sha'avaya kulam esur b'yadeinu v'anu mechadshim oto b'torateinu. So that point, that the whole existence is given into our hands and we are mechadish it with our Torah, through our Torah, we mechadish the Yetzirah, hi Bechina shel Yetziras Yesh Me'ayin. That's a Bechina of a formation of Yesh Me'ayin. I can hear why he uses the word Yetzirah here, because it's like he's saying that we're, the Havaya is existing already, but we're bringing it to new levels. So it's like it's a Yesh Me'ayin, but it's still Yetzirah. Maybe that's why he's using the word Yetzirah. In any case, so that, to feel that, right? Godalu anoyam b'yetzirazu. That Noam in this Yetzirah is very great. We don't have a concept of this Noam. That beauty, the beauty, that the pleasantness, the sweetness of the Chiddush in Torah is still kind of, it's like above the world that we live in. Zeo Shenema, and this is what it says, Magid Dvarav Liakov, Chukav Mishpatav Liyisrael, Le'osa Chen L'chol Goy, U'mishpatim Bal Yidahum. He told over his words to Yaakov, his laws, and what are the, I don't know how do you translate mishpatim differently than chukim. I don't know what the, I don't read the English so much anymore, but
100 pages of Rav Hirsch.
Huh?
100 pages of Rav Hirsch.
Judgments.
Okay.
Judgments.
Statutes. Okay. Judgments and statutes. Okay. It's all good. So Le'asa Chen L'Chol Goy, he didn't do that, right? He gave that to the Jewish people. Le'asa Chen L'Chol Goy, he didn't do that for all the nations. O Mishpatim Bal Yedoum, and he didn't let them in on the Mishpatim. He didn't make known to the Goyim his Mishpatim. Shirakli Yisrael Hegida Kadosh Baruch Hu Dvor B'Bchinas Chaykul Mishpat. Because only to the Jewish people did Hashem tell over his words in the Bechina of Chok O Mishpat. Taps into Parshas Chukas that we read today also. Right, that the Zayis Chukas HaTorah. That's the whole point. Is that He gave over. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to us in the Bechina of Chayko Mishpat, not just Paraduma. It's like a simon. The Sfarim say, it symbolizes that we should really be Mekayim all Torah in that way of that. It's the decree of God, and therefore we do it, even though there are reasons and we could tap into reasons, and it's good to tap into reasons. But the fundamental thought that we should be having when we do mitzvahs is that we're serving God. He said to do something and we do it. And that concept he gave over to the Jewish people, Bechinas Hadin, the aspect of din, the aspect of judgment. Like it says in Mara, Sham Sam Loi Chayko Mishpat Vesham Niso. Here he gave it to him as a Chayko Mishpat and he tested him there. He didn't do that to all the nations. Shekol Chaya Goyim Oindim Al HaChesed. Because all the life of the Goyim, all is based on chesed, on kindness of Hashem. Ula oilam einam toyam mitamadin, and they never really taste. They never taste from the tam, the flavor, the taste of judgment. They don't do Torah. We have something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Torah, which the Torah is worth the world, right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Torah. So now when we learn Torah and keep Torah, we deserve our lives. But people who do not have the Torah, because they weren't commanded to have the Torah, to learn Torah, etc., right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give that to them, so he didn't give them a mode to earn their lives. So they exist, their lives exist based on the Midas HaChesed of Hashem, on the kindness of Hashem. Only the Jewish people have life in a way of Bechinas Hadin, in a way that they can earn their life. It's a fascinating thought, fascinating idea.
But there still is some sort of hanhoga for Goyim, no? Like Nismalas or some.
Yeah, there is a Yeah, that's where they do something so terrible that they no longer deserve the chesed. You know, they're already damaging terribly to the world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu already can't keep them around. Again, this is not saying that there's not such a thing as chasidei umos ha'olam, and that they can do great things, whatever, but even the great things that they do wouldn't support their life. It gives them olam haba, but it wouldn't support, like, why they're in existence. You know, that, like, that for that you need Torah, because bishvil haTorah shenikra reishis baras ha'olam bereishis bishvil haTorah. God created the world for the Torah, so if the world is going to exist, it needs Torah. If you're not partaking in that, then I didn't have to make this whole thing for you. Okay, so we'll stop here because this is a good place to pause. In the continuation, he goes into the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which is the second part of that pasuk. Lecha etein Eretz Kanaanchem v'nachlaschem. So for now, we saw at least the Yamidel Yaakov v'choik. Well, Bez Hashem, we'll continue next week. Okay, Shavua Tov. Anyone have any questions, Haaretz, before we close?
I think that's why also Lobe, when other men send in, state that the only guy that will exist will be the ones that are better nitzvah the Klai, so the ones will come to be chayyuk and sukkah, the ones will be coming to.
Right, they'll all vinilvul. It says vinilvul. Yeah, the guy are going to join us. They're going to become like.
Otherwise, they can't survive.
Right. Very nice. Okay, see, Avi's being mayor that is that since the world is going to be on a level of Midas Hadin, and the goyim only survive on Midas Hachesed, so that's why the psukim stress that in the future the goyim are all going to join themselves to the Jewish people. They're going to be supporting the Jewish people. They're going to be, you know, and through their attachment to the Jewish people, that's how they now earn. They become part of the earning system. That they're not going to be in a level of chesed, but they're actually, that's a very, very nice aura. Yeah.
That's the Navi, perhaps?
Huh?
That's the Navi, the Yoim Boyer Katano.
Yeah, the Katano Eish.
The Tzadikim will have Refua, and the Rishayim will disappear.
Right. Yeah, the Rishayim will not have the ability to be around. Once the world flips into the mode, the Din mode, the Midas HaDin, it's over for a shaykh. But more than that, only if you have a shaykhus to Torah, you're helping Torah in some way, are you going to be able to yourself, you know, survive on chesed, on the Midas HaDin mode. Alright. Until then, hopefully we should be zeicha for now. Midas HaChesed, we all need a lot of chasodim still. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good Shavuot Tov to everyone.